Welcome to Created, a Blueprint podcast.
I want to be creative on my own terms.
DIY isn't a hobby, it's a lifestyle.
This is what I want to do.
How do you stay inspired to create?
We sit down with designers, creators, doers, and makers who made it.
Did you want to have a career that was creative? When did you make this a business?
It's just what I've always loved to do. I don't know why.
We find out what sparked their passion and how they turned a hobby into a full-blown creative career.
I was this 22-year-old kid who just got a job at a comic book school.
Keep being willing to expand yourself.
You can do whatever you want,
especially as a creative where the industry is always changing.
I love hearing people's stories.
Let's do it.
In this episode, Paul Castable talks with crafting blogger and event designer, Kristen Johnson.
Hi.
Hey.
Kristen Johnson, how are you?
Good, Paul.
Would you rather go by KJ? Is that becoming a thing? Or
you... you know, my friends call me KJ.
They do.
So if you want to be a friend.
Yeah, I think we would like to be a friend. Like
okay.
Everyone
you
listening
do KJ.
To this.
That's good.
KJ?
Yeah, why not?
I like that.
Yeah. My Starbucks name is Bambi.
Because they can't spell KJ?
No, because it's just fun to see their reaction.
Nice.
And no one ever asks how to spell it.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good. Bambi, you just see what happens.
Uh-huh.
Does it ever get...
It backfired once, yeah.
Okay.
In Vegas.
All right. What was it?
Another girl named Bambi.
Oh.
In line.
That sounds like Las Vegas. There's a few Bambis in Las Vegas.
Jeez,
so sir. I'm going to talk a little bit real quick just for context about who you are and what you do.
Absolutely.
And then we're going to go dive deep into the life of Kristen Johnson,
Let's
okay?
Let's do it. It's dark.
A mixed media DIY artist, event designer, creative genius behind the blog A Girl and Her Glitter. Which is such a great title.
It is. I'll tell you about it later.
You also doing a lot for Blueprint right now.
Yes.
It says here you're the beloved face of Blueprint in many ways.
What?
Do you know that?
Oh my goodness.
You
Did
are.
You hear that?
Yep. You have the party planning series, Bring the Party, alongside Mad About Cake Star, mm-hmm. Joshua John Russell.
Yes.
You also do Make Your Own Party Decor, Bring the Party,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be a member of the Restaurant Wars Design. Or that already happened on Bravo's
it
Top Chef,
It already happened.
Right?
Yeah, it doesn't air until late December.
Okay.
But yeah, we totally did that. Rocked it out.
You're doing so much.
Mm-hmm.
And what my observation of you, you have these earrings that are amazing all the time. And we talked a little bit, you and I, yesterday about what you do and how you create things. But from the outside, looking at you and what you do, you make everything look amazing. Like, everything you do looks great.
Thank you.
Do you know that?
You know, I don't, because I feel like when you're in the middle of a project or working on a project, you get so into it, you don't really step back to, like, enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get to that space, and Blueprint does a great job allowing this, because they'll just kind of let you run free with a design, whereas when a client comes to you, you have to kind of mold yourself to that idea or theme. But being able to do these parties and things for Blueprint, I'm able to really spend the time on it and enjoy it and like my work, but it's just now happening. But I need to start enjoying it more.
Did you have an idea of what you wanted to be when you were a kid?
No, I actually was never that kid that knew what I wanted to be. In my family, I am the odd one. Everyone is very structured, extremely smart in the way of like doctors, attorneys, and I'm the girl that wraps myself up as like a Christmas present on Christmas morning when I was six, and I jump out of the present to give myself to my family, and everyone's like, what's wrong with you? I don't remember a time where I wasn't being creative. So when high school was coming to an end, it was like a nerve-wracking time, because everyone had their paths and my family had my path kind of for me, and I didn't want to do any of that. So, and when I was in high school, which was a long time ago, I know I don't like it, there wasn't things like schools of hospitality. There wasn't things like blogging. So I went into catering because I liked being in different, you know, I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
got to go to different, with my friends, parties and events. And that's when I fell in love with like the wedding idea, became an intern for a wedding company, and just fell in love with like design aspect. Worked really hard my way up that company, bought it, did that for 11 years, and just loved making more of the details and the design than having employees and doing all the paperwork. So, and then I was pregnant with my third child with my amazing husband, and we were just kind of passing each other because weddings are weekends and nights.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, you know what? I can't do this anymore, but I could not stop creating. So my husband's like, just, you know, put an Instagram out there. That's pretty big right now. And I did, and I won a Michaels contest. So I now work for, you know, blog for Michaels, blog for Cricut. And then that's how I found Blueprint. Wow. This is all within the last 2 years.
That's amazing. Now, yeah. Wait, you're making it, I need to go back for a second. You're making it sound so easy at a time when, you know, getting into the arts is always a little bit of a challenge for a lot of people.
Yeah.
What was it that, in your mind, especially if no one in your family was like you, because there's so many people out there like that, you know, I can be unique in my family in many ways. Why did you have the confidence to, because it's hard to take a leap and say, you know what, I'm going to pursue the arts. I'm going to do this thing.
I don't know if it was confidence as much as it was like, I just had a drive to not want to do the other things.
Was it a rebellion a little?
Maybe. I went to school to be a sonographer because this is a weird story. Sorry, really quick. My dad was charged by a bull and it dislodged a gallbladder stone that actually clogged his like pipe.
Oh my gosh.
And it like made his gallbladder explode. He had to have emergency surgery. But the lady doing the ultrasound thing, I thought it was cool and I said it out loud and I shouldn't have. So my family put me in that direction. Went to school for it for like one semester. I was like, I can't be in four walls. I can't do it. I just can't breathe. I can't. So that, I don't know if it was that or just, it might have been just a rebellion. I just wasn't comfortable. I wasn't happy. So right. For people out there who are like, they do their 9 to 5 and they have like make it a hobby at first, like just keep making, keep doing. I can't help it. When people are like, so why do you do that? I don't know. It's just a part of who I am.
Right. But it's creative expression. But there was a shift eventually where you said, you know, this is going to be a business for me. I'm going to make this a full-time thing more than this hobby.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that like ambition too a little, because you're at the top of your field. You're great at what you do.
Thank you.
What struggles early on were there to get over that hump of like the hobby versus it becoming a real life?
Hobbies don't pay.
Right. The arts just don't really pay.
No,
let's be real.
They don't.
Especially early on.
So you just have to keep pumping out what you're proud of, what you want to represent. I would recommend a blog, an Instagram, and doing all of the research that comes with that. But I feel like if you're passionate about it and you're good at what you do, like it'll find you. And that's what, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. It's not just something I fell into. But I will say that my path really did just kind of open up because I would just kept true to my passion. I'm lucky enough to have a husband who provides for our family. So, and he believes in me more than anyone. So he's the one that told me, quit the job you hate, work for what you want, you know. So I would say the support of your friends and family and just keep doing like what you're doing. Like just, I can't help it. And I'm sure there's people out there listening that can't help it either. Just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
Keep doing that thing you love. And eventually you may do it
for
a living.
You might get blessed enough to be part of Blueprint. Who knows?
Was there any hurdle or anything that was like tough early on? I'm just curious.
Hurdles would be early on. You have to take on jobs that you might not want. Like you just have to, but make them, you know, spin them always back to your aesthetic, to what you want to put out there. And then later on, it's, you know, building a family. You know, you have to, that's the greatest gift you can possibly get. But it does kind of stifle you a little bit at first. But it's fine because now they are my helpers. So it works out.
Yeah,
I'm actually creating a creative army so that I can just build a business with my family, apparently.
That's smart. You make them a part of it. Yeah.
It's like a baseball team, but for crafting.
Yeah. I want to read everyone what you have on your site because I like this.
Oh.
This is a good description of you that, and I like, I also think it's interesting when people describe themselves, like how you tell people who you are to the world.
Can't remember what I wrote. I'm excited to hear
When did you write this?
This would be almost 3 years ago.
Okay. Let's see if it's changed.
Okay.
I've always been a little quirky, a little odd. Shirty said that, but there's something special about all of us. We're created to be different and unique. And I call that your glitter. Mm-hmm. So whatever makes you different is what makes you sparkle. Here's to sharing our glitter with the world.
That is very much true because glitter is actually my least favorite crafting material. It gets everywhere. It is terrible. And I know people are nodding their heads listening to this. It's just, it's an infectious disease that just gets everywhere and you just can't clean it up. So it's not about actual glitter. It's about what's inside of us. We're all made unique. My talents are different from yours. Not to say we're less talented than each other. And, you know, the other people in this room, they're talented as well. It's a different kind of talent. And everyone has that uniqueness about this. And it sounds like an oxymoron. But you were made with a gift. You were made special. And I want to encourage people. I inspire them, hopefully, through what I make and making it accessible. I can't make that. I'm not creative enough. That is the biggest lie you can tell yourself. Like, do you have the materials in front of you? Do you have instruction? Like, I'll help you with that.
I heard you at breakfast earlier. Oh, no, was it somewhere earlier today? Someone said, I always wanted to make that. And you're like, you can.
Hair and makeup.
Yes.
I was like, I can show you. It's so, that's what, I hate hearing that. Because people are just like, it's the confidence level. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you can do it. It's actually a lot easier than you think. And I host workshops, especially for those paper flowers. And to see people just this light. Like, oh my gosh, I made it. It's the best thing. But so I encourage people because, you know, gifts can be different. It's not always just creative stuff. It could be, you know, the way that you care for your family. That could be your gift. Like, I want you just to find it because you're going to find your pure happiness. I've never been happier in my entire life. Like, I'm going to start crying than where I am right now. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Paul. Gosh, dang it.
I don't think it was me, but all right.
But no, oh, I feel amazing. Like I feel more. Like when you find your gift, you find your confidence, you find happiness, like joy, like a joy, because joy you can't really waver.
Well, it has to be rewarding to be so supported, and you can tell by 100%. How things have gone for you and your craft in the past few years that you're doing, you know, your best work, and it's being supported and celebrated.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
Have you not had a moment to think about it like this? I like that it's happening.
I haven't.
Your life's so busy. You're a mom. You're
it's
doing
so busy.
Yeah. It's good to take in. You should. You've really worked hard for it too, right?
Yes.
Let's talk about the work. I like that work ethic and creators like you and doers. Like you're such a doer. Mm-hmm. There's something in all of us though that makes us doers, right? Like, was there anything?
There really is.
What about what you like? What made you not like watch a show? And I'm not going against people watching shows. Right. I love watching Netflix and doing nothing. But I could be really lazy. I'm interested to know like. Mm-mm. How do you get up and say, you know, I'm going to do this type of craft I've never done. I'm going to become way good, way better at this thing that I've never even done because I want to, you know, learn how to do it and be good at it. Like, what gets you up to do that?
You know, if I think of a project, it's honestly, I have the weirdest brain. I'd love to actually travel in it myself. But like if I want to create something, I don't research it. I just try to figure it out on my own. Like I saw on a show, a pinata, and I was like, what if you made that pinata 10 times bigger, like life size, and had like a different, you know, something else come out. Anyway, so I went in my garage that day, found some cardboard boxes, figured it out, and I made a giant pineapple that was 7 feet tall. But like, that's just in my head. So I don't know if that answers your question because I guess I get inspiration from like watching things, but then I always just like, I just take it to a different level and I don't know why.
It sounds like you've never turned off like getting inspired. People could become jaded in the arts world too.
Absolutely.
It sounds like you haven't. You're constantly learning and inspired by different things.
I like to challenge myself. So someone asked if I'm inspired by nature and I was like, no, I'm not. So then I actually went on this whole like 3 weeks of just being outside. And I feel like if you're in that rut, then take a challenge and go and explore.
It, from what you said about growing up too and being the unique person, you like taking on challenges. That's part of the fun of creating, right? You're like, oh, I don't know if I could do that.
I love, my aesthetic is to always have someone kind of tilt their head like, why do you have a 7-foot pineapple? But then they kind of smile about it because it's funny. And like, I just like to create things that people kind of tilt their head at.
But you also like, it sounds like you like to be in situations too where you don't always know. Like there's something like fun about, oh, I'm not sure how this is going to turn out. I like creating that way too. Like, right now, I don't know how this is going to sound for people, but we're just making it happen. It's part of the fun.
Yeah. And I also post my failures. Like it's just, hey, this didn't work out. Don't do this, you know, and that saves you time.
I think it's good for people who are, you know, want to be like you who are listening to, that you could just show up and try, you know, try anything and see what happens. Like you shouldn't put up your own walls about your
creations. Yeah, I feel like as long as you just go and try, go and do, go and use your hands, go just do, be a doer, just make something. Yeah.
I just wanted to hear it. That's a great, like, just be a doer. Get just it done, damn it. What are you doing? Get up.
Just
take your headphones off, damn it. Right now.
You're listening to Created, a Blueprint podcast. Inspired? Fuel your own creativity at myblueprint.com, a home for makers, crafters, artists, and anyone who lives for the joy of creating by hand. You'll find projects, classes, shows, and more to help you get and stay in your peak creative zone. From crochet to cake decorating and everything in between, it's all at myblueprint.com.
I want to talk about something because we were titling you yesterday a little. And so for people, you were struggling trying to describe your title.
Right, you don't
love DIY. You don't like that title. I got that impression.
I don't love DIY. I feel
you
like...
You do it yourself, though.
I do it myself. I do it. I think DIY gets a bad rap because when you think DIY... when you think of it, you think of like a banner at a party, right? Am I wrong? Like, or like cupcake toppers, like that's DIY. I come from a world of production and like big design events, but I loved making my details. Like, for example, place cards, escort cards, sorry, used to be on tables for at weddings. I lost my mind putting that up all the time. So then I just put it, you know, vertical on a giant piece of stained wood, and I, you know, drew flowers on it and stuff. So I want to show people like, yeah, that's a big production piece, but I made it in my garage. So I want to take the DIY place card and the production wall, and I want to show people this world in the middle that I feel like doesn't exist. I'm trying to create this world and it's just not there. So I don't know, maybe I'm that person, but I want to elevate DIY and I want to make production and beautiful events attainable.
Right.
There is a middle ground.
You want people to know they can do things that, like, you go to an event and it looks so professional, but
yeah, you can do this.
Yeah. You don't. Yeah.
So you say it's your daughter's first birthday and you want to do this beautiful sign and you're just like, I couldn't do that. Yes, you can. Like, it's so easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also think you think it's easy because you're really good
at it.
That's
what everyone tells me, and it's not. But
you learned and you got good at it.
I mean, I guess, I don't know. I'm okay. That's my mission this year, is just to prove to everyone it's not hard.
Well, I think we need to title this. I think you need to title it because it is its own niche. I don't know if we're going to be able to right now.
We
were saying yesterday, DIY production doesn't sound right. Like, from DIY to production to big production.
We're going to have to work on that because it's terrible.
But it's interesting because It is an important thing for people out there to know that they can make these things for their lives a lot easier.
Well, and for things like in my world, moms just are always almost like trying to outdo each other. That's not what it's about. Especially like in the Pinteresty world for kids' birthdays and holidays. It's just, anyway, that's a whole nother subject because it's not a competition. It's about celebrations. But anyway, how do you get it elevated? How do you make it bigger? I always tell people to start at like a party. Just make one focal piece. Just make one focal piece. Mm. And actually, in Make Your Own Party Decor, I show you how to make those focal pieces. And then in Bring the Party, you see it all come together. So I encourage that. And I do it step by step. And it is very attainable. But I love watching my show with other people because they're like, is that it? And it's like, that's it. I think people just don't try. And when people are like, it comes easy to you, it's like, did you try it?
Right.
I'll give you the idea, but why don't you try it?
Take the time to try it.
Just try it.
Yeah. Do you have a project you're most proud of?
Oh, Bring the Party. Yeah, I met one of my best friends there, so it's good. Yeah.
Doing that show?
Yeah. Joshua John Russell, man. He's the best.
Why? Why are you so proud of it? Just because of what you educate people with, the vibe, the fun of it?
I would say all of it. It's the education of it all. It's people getting the aha moment even on the crew. Like, that's what it... And like I said, watching it with other people... What we put out in such a short amount of time, the team, just seeing people, honestly, just the production itself, like that this makers movement is what people are calling it, is a thing. And it's just really satisfying and gratifying to like see people get into this stuff, because life to me is about those celebrations and even the mundane things. Mm-hmm. Like, my daughter wants class president so bad, but you better believe the minute she gets it, I'm going to do a whole party for her. Like, that's, it should just be about the everyday.
Yeah, the celebration.
It should.
Things,
just the magical and the wonder of even a retirement party.
Yeah.
It's a lifetime celebration, achievement. Nice. I don't know. That's what I'm all about. But even Friday night pizza night, man, build a fort, watch a movie, and make some chocolate covered popcorn or something. Like, it's just fun.
I really want to go to a party you're throwing from all the stuff you do.
Oh, yes,
I need
you
to
should.
Go.
Yes.
Because we live in a generation of beautiful things on social media and a lot of perfection, I want to hear your least proud project, just because I'm curious. Because everything you make is great to me, but there's got to be something where you fell on your face and you thought, I learned from that. I'm going to move forward, but I maybe won't do that again. That really didn't work.
Gosh. I am lucky enough to have a carpenter in house who is my husband. So a lot of things don't fail because he makes sure that they succeed.
You're perfect. Okay, never mind.
No.
I'm just kidding.
The process might be like, oh, that didn't work. Scratch it. Do it again. Right. I'm trying to think of like a disaster though.
Because I think that happens to all of us, or we stumble big time when we're making stuff.
Yes.
Then you realize, oh.
Can I share this? Chopped Chef was the most difficult project I've ever had in my entire career.
Ooh. Let's trash talk them. Yeah. I mean, okay. Whatever. I'm just kidding. Okay.
No, it was just, that's just how, how production is.
Yeah.
It's just things go awry, and when the walls to the restaurant aren't built until 4 hours before the shoot, and you want to show so much more than you got to get up, that to me was a little sad. It was still beautiful. People are going to watch and be like, oh my gosh, it's beautiful. It's great. Like they do. But that's also my little projects. There are things that I like. I'll step back. I think that's what comes back to your first question. I don't ever step back and go, that's amazing.
Right.
Because I'm like, I could have done this better. I could have done that better. I'm sure that is a deep-seated issue, apparently. But
No, I think a lot of creatives relate to that.
Yeah,
Also, if you were like really cocky about your work, everyone would be like, all right, cool. Yeah, wow. She doesn't think anything.
You're a jerk. No.
No, there's a good, happy, humble balance, I think.
On my Insta stories, so if you do follow me at A Girl in a Glitter.
Great plug.
That's where I show my failures. So my Instagram is very pretty because I feel like that's what it should be. But if you want the real me behind it, like, hey, look, I'm covered in this paint that doesn't come off and now I have to use gasoline to get them off. That's happened a couple times. I haven't learned my lesson. But that's where I show all of my feel. I'm very open to, hey, this didn't work out, or this was insulation foam and not this other foam I thought it was. So if you do that.
Yeah, it's good because people need to know it's real and it's a process.
It's
not always easy. Sometimes it could be. Sometimes it's difficult.
Absolutely. And they'll see my garage. And that's the thing, too. I've been told, I can't do this until I have this. Mm-hmm. No. I work out of my garage, people. Like, it's just, I open it up and then I have my driveway. Like, just wherever you are, just make, create, do.
Right. Yeah. How difficult is doing, creating, and also having your own business around motherhood? There's probably a lot of, is that a challenge sometimes?
You're funny. You're a dad.
I am a dad.
You know the answer, so I'll answer it for you. Well, it is.
Because you're using you're not using the kid. The kids are a part of what you do.
I just now started including them because I'm doing it so much that I make sure I block my time from when they're at school is when I work. And the minute I pick them up, it's mommy mode. Sometimes it doesn't work and I have a project due. And that's when I include them. I make sure to save things that I know that they can do. But I just know I love being a mom. It always comes first. Does it kind of hinder my creative ability sometimes? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a stage in life that I'm in. Like I said, I have a beautiful family around me. My mom and dad both live near me, and they help out tremendously.
That's
and my
awesome.
Mother-in-law flies from Iowa to come stay with us so I can go do things. And so without their support, I couldn't be where I am right now, especially with my kids being so young. Mm-hmm. Including them has been a game changer.
That's so fun. It's like you said earlier, though, everything's about that celebration. You're celebrating your craft with your family.
Yeah, and my son went to school, and they asked what their mom, what does your mom do? And he said I was an inventor.
That's so nice.
She invents things, and I was
Oh,
okay. No, they're probably thinking like Dr. Johnson's going to come in, and I'm like covered in paint and like soot.
My latest invention.
This flower.
No, I give you a lot of credit. I had to cook my daughter breakfast the other day, and I barely got that done. I don't know how you could get projects done and also keep your family happy and kids fed and going to school and all this stuff, you know? Is that me? Podcast is trending on Twitter.
I think the balance is real. The struggle is real. It's a day-to-day. There are good days. There are bad days. But every day is a sparkly day.
Yeah, that's good. You find your glitter in every day also. It's a daily thing.
If I'm not creating a project, I'm doodling on napkins. You would actually love my napkin art.
Yeah. Where is that? Why don't we get to see that?
I can send you some photos.
Napkin art might be a new thing for you.
Yeah. No, I usually, if you watch my Insta stories, I'll show people how I doodle, and because I can only do it in like 5 minutes. So I take my kids' faces and I make them into different characters that they're into right now. And it's very funny.
Have you done any projects for your kids or like around the family that maybe wasn't part of work for you, but
all the time?
Like, what do you do for Halloween with them?
Oh, Halloween is my favorite. So Lola is my youngest. She's 3. Her first Halloween, she was 11 months old. We pulled her out of the bathtub and she legit looked like, I don't know if you're too young for this, Paul. What's his name? Chris Farley, the Matt Foley character.
Of course.
The man down by the river.
Yeah.
I have to show you this photo. You're going to die.
Was that what she was being?
She was Matt Foley, and I made her a van down by a river.
Yep. Wow.
And then my son, I made him our wagon into a TIE fighter one Halloween, and he was a pilot. And then this last Halloween, I made Lola into the Squatty Potty unicorn because
that's a great project. That's what Squatty Potties are. They're also unicorns. Yeah.
She wanted to be a unicorn. I was like, oh, it's boring. So I was like, oh, Squatty Potty unicorn would be great. And half the people got it.
This is a weird question, but did you like make sure people understood what she was by like putting your feet on
it? No, it's very obvious. Okay. I made legs coming out of her waist so that she was squatting onto a rainbow colored ice cream cone.
See,
so,
this is your mind.
And then
mind.
I traveled with the Squatty Potty.
This is what I love about you, though. You kind of take everything and you say, like, I'm just going to make it what I want. You're very confident in your... in the craziness of your ideas, which is awesome.
If I can't find it, I'll make it.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't understand people who can't find something and just settle. I just don't do that.
Mm-hmm. You also need to be unique, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing.
It's part of us.
Yeah. But I'm saying, I think that's really great, an asset of a personality because yeah, I think it's really great. And your projects are that way.
Thanks.
What do you say to... I'm curious about like people who know they're unique, they want to do unique things, but like are scared to be bold and say like, this is my thing. Like, what do you say to those
people? We have to first stop thinking about what other people think. I don't know. I've never cared about what other people think, clearly. My family will tell you that. If you have that barrier, you need to break it. Like I said, you were made that way. Mm-hmm. So what you're feeling and what's a part of you, that's who you are. And if you're stifling that, you're not meeting your full potential.
It's also up to you, right? Like you have the driving wheel.
That's yeah.
Driver's seat? What's the analogy?
You are in the driver's seat.
You're in the driver's seat. Yeah.
You're in control. Yeah. I stop caring about what people think. Just do it. Just go. If you need help, of course, go to myblueprint.com. There's so many talented people that can help you. And that's what we want to see. That's where we get our true joy, is sharing our craft and then seeing it come back. And like, oh my gosh. When people send me messages of projects that they were inspired by me, I could die happy.
That's
it's
the best.
It's just so good. It's so good.
You're making a difference with many people. Yeah. And also, like you can do whatever you want. And I think when you're young and creative, there's like, at least I was this way. I was like, oh, I have to do that. What's the plan? I'm going to do this and then I'm going to be that. And we're like, we think we have these like routes we're supposed to take. And your message is more like take them all and have fun and just be you. And the next thing will happen.
You know, my son asked me all the time, like, what should I be when I grow up? I'm like, let's figure it out. So we do everything and anything. And I said, you might not figure it out until you're in your 20s. Like I was, but you know, you were made special, buddy. We'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Tell me one sentence that best describes you right now.
How I feel right now is extremely blessed because luck has nothing to do with it. I worked hard and I was made this way. To be surrounded in this beautiful place, in this beautiful city, where I was treated to come out here because Blueprint sees something in me that could be useful in this time in our lives to this world around us to share with others.
There's a couple commas, but it was one sentence.
There was
good
a
job.
Lot of commas.
Really good.
It might have been like...
That was really nice.
Yeah.
I want to do a few more of these before I let you go today. Okay. I also want you to say something out there to a young doer who wants to be like you. And it could be a couple phrases. Okay. We've talked about this a lot, but I want to hear maybe how you wrap it up.
Okay. For a young doer out there that wants to do what I do or something like it, be creative, be artistic, I would say find any time that you possibly can in your schedule, in your life, and make time for you. Explore who you are, how you're made, what your gifts are, because that's where you're going to meet your fullest potential. Share your creativity. People will probably want you to do it in their home or at a party, and take those jobs. You're not going to get paid for a while.
Yeah.
You're going to have to trade for like art supplies like I did. But just keep doing, keep making. Yeah.
Basically you're saying show up. Just go say yes. Show up.
Always.
And try.
I'm just now learning to say no.
I know. Well, I think it's good to say yes to a lot of things. It's a good thing.
Yes.
Well, if it's a detriment to your health, maybe say no. But
no,
besides
yes,
that,
no.
It's okay. Yeah.
Unless it's hazardous to your health, please don't do it.
And I like, just because we started when you were young, what do you say to the little girl who would jump out of the Christmas box on Christmas morning? What do you say to her now? I have to, like, look at you, what you're doing.
That,
what would you say to her?
That girl, the girl that jumped out of the Christmas box to her family, was told she was a little odd, a little different. That's okay. It's okay to be weird. It's okay to be strange. Who wants normal? Who wants what everyone else has? You know, like, just be you. Keep being crazy. Yeah.
Love that. Well, listen, thank you for letting your glitter sparkle with us today. You sparkled me. I'm feeling great talking with you. You're awesome. Thanks for being here, Kristen. It's great
man.
To chat with you.
Paul, I love getting to know you too. Thanks.
This is great.
Yeah.
Hey, cheers.
Cheers.
We cheers at the end.
What's in these cups?
Thank you for listening to Created, a Blueprint podcast. Check out even more in-depth interviews with your favorite creators at myblueprint.com.